Welcome to Your Weekly Dose podcast, the only show for those who missed the Mark and Brian radio program. Coming to you from Orange County in Southern California. Hear it happen live without a net every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Download past episodes directly from our website, yourweeklydose.com. But if you're on the go, subscribe through iTunes, Podbean, Stitcher, and make sure you leave a review. Now, here's this week's show.
Mars, don't you know? We're following a rainbow.
Yes. Martian.
Oh, yes. Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday to all of you.
You're Irish now.
Oh, yeah. In the room today. Oh, look at that. We got the Mr. Steve Silva.
Nerd.
And then we got, look at that little cutie over there. The Amaraj McCary.
Meep, meep. I wanted to do like a little Marvin the Martian noise. What did he used to?
The 634 Mode Space Modulator.
There we go!
There you go.
Bam.
Exactly. And then we got over here producer Zach.
I like that. Zachly.
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 Exactly right. And way over there we got, who is that? It's Anton Christopher.
Hey, say the leprechaun impressions for March, eh?
Hey, shut up, eh?
That was horrible.
Oh, my God.
And I'm Sean Roberts, everybody. And together we are your Weekly Dose podcast.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for joining us today. As we're streaming live to you from Orange County, California, we are the only podcast who can continue the radio traditions of Mark and Brian. If you miss them as much as we do, then you tuned in to the right show.
Of course you did. But don't worry, this podcast is just not only for Mark and Brian listeners, but it's also for those who are looking for a podcast. Just, I don't know, have fun with, you know, good old-fashioned radio style program.
Don't be hung up on my F-bombs and my potty mouth. That'd be awesome.
But send in letters anyway.
Yes. We want to hear your critiques.
It makes you you.
It does make me me. So for those of you who have recently found us, are joining us, thank you guys so much for listening. Oh, my God. And if you want to participate, if you want to drop us a little line, do it on our Facebook. Look for your Weekly Dose podcast and tell us something. Good, bad, flip us off. I don't, just anything.
Exactly.
Do you have the phones today or no phones?
We got the phones going, but we got a good show for us today, basically. We got Sports Up with Brad Young coming up at 10:15. We're going to do a little bit of a Would You Rather.
Oh-ho!
And because, you know, it's Margarita Day and everything, but we're going to celebrate beers that go with margaritas, of course. And, of course, so we're going to have our friends Mike and Kay for Beer O'Clock. And then we're going to talk about low-maintenance pets, the best pet you've ever had, the most trusted celebrities, and we're bringing back What's News.
Yay, What's News! And, you guys, you can always download the show, interact with us. On, like I said, our website, our Facebook, just look for yourweeklydose.com, our website, look for Your Weekly Dose on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, like us, please, drop us a comment, drop us some likes, do all the things, download, click.
Yes.
And please, I ask you every week, I beg you for my little tiny little black heart, rate and review the show, guys.
Your black heart?
My little heart. Rate and review the show. Rate and review the show. iTunes, iHeartRadios. We're not doing Twitter anymore. Spotify. All those things.
All right, guys. And today's theme song is, of course, Marching to Mars by the great Sammy Hagar. And of course, as always, you can get all the music that we play from our main sponsor, which is Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, bookmark it, and then shop to your heart's delight. You'll tell them this.
Shut up and take my money.
There you go.
Oh. Yes.
Take it. Take it right here.
And take it. Give me what I want. Actually, I just used them recently, too, to download some music, too. Mm. So
I used it to get these spiffy glasses.
Oh, nice. Are those from Amazon?
Yep.
Ooh. I got some movies. I rented some movies. Some new, brand spanking new movies.
Cool. Either way, use Amazon. They're good. We love them. They help us.
Our banner on our website.
Yeah, I told them that already. They got that.
But do it again.
And again. Let's see if they bookmark it.
That's some uplifting sounds for you.
That's why they got a bookmark it.
Yeah. Bookmark it.
Don't forget clicking, but we already clicked and did that
several times.
Clicking is always fine.
Are we talking like this because we're missing someone in the room?
No, not really.
We're not missing.
Oh, okay.
But we are missing somebody, but I don't care, so let's catch up with each other.
Woo!
Let's start off with Zach today. Zach, how was your week?
I wasn't prepared for that. Good. A lot of homework. A lot of... I'm actually going to be taking up a second job, more than likely, pretty soon. Not that I need to, but because I just have too much free time, and I'd rather not spend all that free time on school, even though I probably should. Mm-hmm. But it's... did I mention this last week? Did I take a second job?
No, you didn't mention it yet.
I didn't.
No. You told me.
Oh, that's right. We were focused on Amber's chemical peel.
Yes.
Well... And sex positions, dear Lord. Oh, yeah. Visit that.
By the way, did you get to try any of those?
No!
Why do you gotta scream? It was just a question.
Because I was emphasizing the no.
Oh, that was a no. That was a no.
Jiminy Cricket.
Single and happy, baby.
For the first time in years.
No.
Give it a month. She'll have somebody.
It's been a month? I'm done right now.
Yeah, right.
So I'm over it.
No, you're not. I was going to give it 2 weeks, but
literally,
all right. A month, I guess.
You're not.
All right, five. All right, you know what? You want to do that? $5 on
five
a month.
Okay, I'm saying a month.
Okay, what's worth
she will find somebody.
So wait, you guys are bidding on the same damn thing. I will not.
That's why I said, hold on. What's the date today? Today's the 20th.
Okay.
So
all right, so a month, that March 20th. If she hasn't met someone by then, I owe you $5. If she does.
No, you owe me.
No, it's between me and him.
No, this is between the two of us.
Oh, shit. But you stole me money. You stole me money.
Thought you were going to get rich off me, didn't you?
No, $5 is $5. Ew.
Yeah, that's a happy meal.
Seriously. I'm going to eat
McDonald's. Anyways. Okay, so that's the plan. So $5 if she does, $5 if she doesn't.
Yeah.
Buy that. All right.
You were catching up with you, not talking about my relationship.
I know, but I like catching up with you, too, because your life is way more interesting than mine.
So you're living your teenage dream with this new possible job.
Yeah, it's a video game store. It's like, that's all it is. They just sell
vintage used video games.
How vintage are we talking?
We're going all the way back to like Nintendo 1987.
No Atari?
I don't think, you know what? I don't think so.
Blasphemy.
Yeah.
Blasphemy.
Now that's vintage. That's true vintage, especially if they go back that far,
right?
Which is the Atari 2600,
uh-huh,
or also the Intellivision.
But you know what? If there's anybody around Roman's age, you know, that actually has Atari, I will be super impressed. Because most of the kids that come into these stores, you do?
Yeah.
How often do you use it?
We haven't connected it to TV because of the, let's see, I don't know if the TV has the proper connections
for
it.
Yeah, I don't even make it anymore. It's the holes. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, the hole in the...
Stop talking about your sex life, okay?
It's that red, yellow, and black little... the
holes?
Yeah.
Sometimes they can be pink.
Don't make
with pink curtains.
Mm. You have to get like a...
Sometimes they're brown curtains.
HDMI adapter for that. We're not talking about that. I'm not even acknowledging you.
HDMI. HDMIU.
You like oh my God.
HDMU. Sorry. That was horrible. That did not...
So you're getting a job.
You're talking about the RCA connectors.
Yeah, RCA connectors. Yeah, so I'm getting a job at a video game store. I'm just doing it part-time just because I just need something to do. And
are you still doing like the Grubhub stuff or anything? Or no?
You know what? I do every now and then, but this is going to sound really bad, but it's only interesting when you're high. For me, it is.
Wow, okay.
I mean...
But you were making good money on that, though.
I was making really good, but you have to do it from the sun up, the sun down.
I don't. I mean...
I did.
I only did it... I do during peak hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I can make, I don't know, 35 to 45 bucks an hour usually in Long Beach.
Dude, I was clocking in like $1,000 a week.
Yeah, you were doing good.
Yeah, I was.
I only do it during the peak times. I don't do it. I don't want to sit around and be bored.
Well, see, I would deliberately drive to places where I was busy so
no,
I could go
too.
And do it.
But it's.
But I would end up all the way out to Santa Ana. And then before I knew it, like, the whole day's gone, and I got nothing else done. I also wasn't really doing homework then.
It's very saturated right now.
Yeah.
It's so many people are delivering.
Yeah, it is. Mm.
It's. I mean, everybody needs some money, so.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm lucky, I could probably do like 4 or 5 in a lunch hour, and that's after that. That's it. There's nothing left to do. It's just, it's like
everybody
she says, very
needs
saturated.
That money.
Yeah.
Steve, how was your week?
Welcome back.
Hey, I,
He went to the bathroom.
Well, yeah, it wasn't to go to the bathroom. that dry donut thing, okay?
Oh, my
so,
God.
That was a problem. I'm okay now.
Oh, good.
So I'm back, and my week was getting high and listening to show tunes.
Nice.
That's super exciting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like which was your favorite show tune to get high with?
Hello, Dolly.
Oh.
Well, hello.
Hello, Dolly.
Well.
You're looking swell.
For sure.
Dolly.
Just fun would be Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
That's a
because
good one.
That's actually a really good one. That code itself would
solid.
Screw you.
It's so varied in the musical styles and stuff like that. It's kind of fun to listen to. Like, whoa, yeah.
When you look at that
and
coat.
You're high and you're like, yeah, man.
And you look at that coat, you're going, Oh, shit, another color.
So.
Oh, my God.
Ochre is one of the colors.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was me.
Nice. Amber, how was
your
week?
That's huge.
Let's see. I mean, I've been dealing with a couple little, my kidneys have been acting up.
Oh, your kidneys now.
But even before my kidneys.
Your kidneys? How do you know your kidneys?
I was born with a kidney defect.
Oh, damn it. Now I feel like a jerk.
Thank you. Are. Anyway, so.
Are you part cat?
Yes. A kidney.
Cats notorious.
I kid you not. I kid you not. No. Okay. Anyway.
No.
So I haven't drank in like almost today will be 10 days.
Congratulations.
No drinkies. No.
And your kidneys shut down.
And no alcohol. Very low caffeine. No sodas. Only eating at home and lots of water. Only my green tea.
Well, the
and
tea
then
never
all
changed.
All of a sudden, tea's.
Tea's always been your
and
thing.
Then all of a sudden, like, I got this, like, my body's like, no.
Well, they have nothing to do now.
Right?
They're bored.
Yeah. So I'm finally, my doctor, you know, I'm hooked back up with my doctor and doing good. And then Cal and I went to this really cool thing in Arcadia.
That was cool.
Yeah, it's called Electric Mile. And it's put on by the EDC, Electric Daisy Carnival guys. They do all this. It's really cool. You have to look at my stuff. We did that. It was
good
really
description
fun.
For the audience. I love
it's,
it.
You so it's a mile of a light show you drive through. It's like all these different LED lights, and it's like a drive-through rave.
Okay.
It's a mile. It's a mile long of all these. It's so fun, and there's the music playing, and you're in your car with your family.
It sounds like similar to the Main Street Electrical Parade, but except watching the parade go by, you're driving through
exactly.
The
parade.
Exactly. It's kind of like the Christmas thing that happened last year when people were driving through that Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, oh, yeah, over at the Speedway.
It's the same exact. Yeah, the Speedway,
but it's
same thing.
It's got the lights and the lasers and everything's timed to the music. And there's like, it's really rad. And then I had my carpets cleaned yesterday.
Oh, we got to get that
just
done.
Just my bedroom. So and then.
A real mess in there?
No, it's fine. I'm just OCD. Just the puppy. I'm And so I...
Cobra Kai.
I was jumping... You know how when you have your carpets clean, you like tiptoe? You're tiptoeing.
Because they're still wet?
It's wet and you don't want to mess up the carpet up. So I leapt. I took a giant
you
leap.
Leapt?
I leapt.
You leapt.
Mm-hmm. From my bedroom across into the bathroom. I had on fresh socks.
Oh.
And she
and
leapt.
I did not stick the landing. I went whoosh up in the fucking air. Down onto my back.
Flat?
Yeah, and let me tell you, knocked the wind out of me. I had to literally, I laid there. The kids had texted me before, and they're like, we're on our way. I'm like, okay, good, I have like 5-10 minutes. And I...
Before you get up.
And and then I jumped, and then that happened. I was like, all right, I'm just going to lay here till they knock on the door.
Oh my God.
And I didn't think, I feel that shit today. Oh, every muscle in me is like, oh, my God.
Yeah, well, you're not used to doing
my
that.
My leg that I, like, oh.
Yeah, you got to fall down more.
No. Please no. It was a moment where I was like, oh my God, I'm so glad no one was home. No one could see me. And yes, I was very happy about that nobody could see me. I just laid there, soaked in that I had fallen. And
did you cry?
No. But you know when your breath gets knocked out of you, you have to like give it a moment?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that, oof.
Yep, that's what happened to me. So I'm feeling a little funny today. Everything's a little tense. Anyways.
Well, you look normal.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So, should we move on or should we ask Sean? Should we ask Sean?
Why don't we take a vote?
Sean, how was your week?
My week? Oh, yeah. It was great. It was awesome. It was stupendous. Colossal. Phenomenal.
Superb.
Colossal. Superb. Kick ass.
Did you say tremendous?
No, not really.
Good. Tremendous.
No. No, I don't want to say tremendous. It wasn't tremendous.
All right. That's like kind of a hard word to spell.
no, it was okay. Actually, I had that audition on Tuesday for that band that I tried out for. It's a cover band. They're looking for a rhythm guitar player.
You said Eagles. No,
this is something new.
Oh, okay.
And they had no business hiring a rhythm guitar player, basically.
What do you mean?
They're a power trio. The singer, who's also the lead guitarist, a little bit egotistical.
Uh-oh.
But the thing is, they've been so used to being a power trio for so long, there wasn't enough room for me to perform anywhere. So as we're playing these songs, it's like, okay, where do you want me to play? And there wasn't any room because the guitar player and the bass player were doing such a good job of filling that hole, there's nowhere for me to play.
Oh, shoot.
So, and then the only reason why the lead guitarist / singer wanted a rhythm guitar player was so that they could do, or so he could do harmony lead. Your lead guitarist already made his decision. So it seems like he's the boss. So no matter how you feel or whatever, you know, I said, he's already made his decision. So I'm like going, okay, whatever it is, that's what it is, you know.
Bands are a tough thing.
They are. And if you
lots of ego and it's lots of puzzle pieces.
And if
there.
You don't know why you're hiring somebody or bringing somebody in, then you have no business bringing somebody in.
Agreed.
Bottom line. And they were, and I told them flat out, I said, you guys are good enough as a power trio. Why would you want to bring a rhythm guitar player in and not allow that person to do their job? That's what it came down to, you know. And so they're like, okay, well, whatever.
On to the next.
So, yeah, on to the next.
You're getting your practice and you're getting your, you know, just.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, I've been doing this for freaking 30 years.
Yeah.
So I know what the hell I'm doing. I know what the hell I'm talking about, you know. And the drummer and bassist agreed with me, basically, you know. So they gave me their numbers or whatever to keep in contact with
them.
As
you say, start your own thing.
So, yeah, you know, because the lead guitarist said he only wanted to do it for original songs. And I'm like, well, that's fine. I said, how often are you guys doing original shows then? It wasn't that often because they know the money that they're being made is going to be off of the cover songs.
Mm-hmm.
So why bother hiring a rhythm guitarist if you're not doing that many original songs? It doesn't make sense to me.
So that's done. What's in the pipeline?
So
what you got?
Right now I'm talking to a couple of ladies to do an acoustic duo. But you know what's really more important
not
than
a funny
that,
joke.
Though?
What?
Finding out what's going on with sports.
Yeah! Throw that ball!
Toughness!
Score those sports points!
Football helmets!
Goal!
Touchdowns!
RBI! Never mind.
It's gone!
Home run!
Alright. Oh.
I guess we deserve that.
Oh, shit.
Let's just listen to this.
He's.
Sounds oh, my like kidneys.
Oh,
oh, my kidneys.
My kidneys are so bad right now. They need some haha.
You know what this reminds me of? That bear that they used to have at Disneyland in the cave that was snoring.
Oh, the snoring.
That used to creep me the fuck out.
Yeah.
Well, let's after tripping. After tripping. Driving down street with ice.
Yeah, you can just do 2 hours on this.
Seriously.
All right, guys. Well, on the phone with us is our snoring sports announcer.
Wake up, man!
I just had the craziest dream. crazy dream.
Here he is, Brad Young. Brad, how are you, buddy?
My lower back hurts like I have a kidney issue.
Shut up. Oh, my God.
I know how that.
He's teasing me.
Oh, yeah, my God,
I'm
no.
Blood.
That didn't happen yet.
Don't say yet. Don't throw it out to the universe.
I nipped it in the butt. I'm taking antibiotics. I have all my good supplements. I am good.
What are you missing in the butt?
I manifested my health.
Whoa.
Nipped it.
Oh, I thought you said you missed it.
No.
In the butt.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Brad, how are you? How was your week? And what's going on with sports, bud?
My week is good. I'm sad. There's no football. That's why I fell asleep. It wasn't because of the show. I was trying to put myself to sleep until football season starts. You know?
I can feel that.
And something about kidneys.
Sometimes, I don't know, some dream about kidneys and green tea and all kinds of stuff.
Who did you pick for the Super Bowl?
I picked the Buccaneers.
You picked the Bucs.
But I didn't pick it 31-9, though.
Oh, yeah.
Was that surprising to you?
Was it three?
Absolutely. I thought it was going to be like 6 points.
Is that what
I didn't think.
And was it the line at 3 points?
It was 3.5.
Yeah.
3.5. And it was way more than that, obviously.
So crazy.
Oh, yeah. It was huge. It was huge. But no, it's all good. Move on. Carson Wentz got traded to the Colts. So that's good for him. So Philadelphia is just getting rid of everybody. You know, Lakers are losing again.
Yeah, but they're without two starters, too. So.
This is true.
Actually, three.
Give him time.
They're good.
You know, but, you know, speaking of sports, I'm here on the driveway doing a little sports memorabilia sale. And up in Beverly Hills, I came up here so I could get more money. That Babe Ruth card is $10. So, you know, I'm just getting rid of some old cards that's been laying around. They're probably worthless, but, you know, just having fun. Seeing a few celebrities drive by. Oh, Sean, you're not going to believe this.
What's that?
Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, he's coming up. Hey, how are you? I'm on the radio. Yeah. Okay, hold on. Hold on, Sean.
All right.
Hello. Did I hear you guys talking about my Lakers?
Hey, Jack, how are you, buddy?
Jack is back.
I heard this idiot selling cards for like $3 that came to get a Kobe Bryant card and gave it to me for 35 cents. This guy is, I don't know, he said something about his kidneys acting up or something.
Well, make sure he doesn't rip you off, Jack.
Yeah.
No, he ain't going to rip me off. I've known this jackass for a long time. I've known him for a long time. He's a good guy. But anyway, what are you guys talking about? Lakers?
Yeah, Jack, we're talking about the Lakers are losing, man. What's going on with that?
I don't know. Maybe they all got bad kidney issues and they're not cycling the water properly.
Never going to live this shit down, am I?
Nope.
No, we're not talking about shit. We're talking about the stuff that comes out the other hole.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my.
So, you know, the goddamn Clippers beat Utah. They're the number one in the league. So now I'm like, oh, my God, what the hell was that?
I like the Clippers a little bit.
All right, we're going to have a talk about not only your kidneys, but your choice of sports.
And liquids.
That's all I have to say.
All right, Jack, all right.
Hey, Brad, this guy wants to know how much this original Kurt Warner jersey is with his sweat pits. $20. All right, ma'am, he said that'll sell you that for $20. Give me $5 and we'll call it a day. Mike sales commission. So, you know, lots of stuff going on, I think, with the Dodgers. You know, they might as well just give them the goddamn trophy now.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, it's going to be neat. Hasn't been a back-to-back in 20 years, and that's what my wife said, but we're not going to keep going in that direction. So, hold on. I gotta go. Let me give you back to Brad. Hey, Jackass.
All right. Thanks, Jack. Take care, Jack.
God, he's such an asshole sometimes.
Well, arrogant, he's Jack.
I love you. Fuck you, jackass. All right, anyway. So
you think the Dodgers are gonna go?
Back to back. It hasn't happened in 22 years. I think that's what Jack was talking about, right? It wasn't me.
He mentioned it. He mentioned it.
Yeah, he mentioned it.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it hasn't happened in, I think, 20 years. So they have the team. They got the pitching. Turner came back. So
Well, they did it before. It's just that they got cheated on, you know, in those other
series. Astros.
Yeah.
Yes, Astros. Speaking of Astros, we'll have to have my buddy who pitched for the Astros come on sometime.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Not the cheating Astros, but he played in the World Series, so we'll get him to come on. Cool. So, yeah, and, you know, football's done, unfortunately. A lot of, you know, my Rams got Matthew Stafford, which I think is brilliant. And they're ranked third to go to the Super Bowl next year. So, you know what? I don't know if you heard this fact. They were saying that the Dodgers are on pace when they play this year by this some program that they came up with that they will win 104 games. And then the next closest to them was like 94. It was like crazy. And this program has never been wrong.
Jeez.
Yeah, so if they won 104, that would be quite amazing. Quite amazing.
Where are the Angels standing now for with this upcoming season?
Last.
Really?
I mean, they spent all the you have one player, Todd Trout.
Right.
The best player in baseball you have, and that's it. On the Angels, name two other players.
What do you think the Angels are lacking as far as a team is concerned? An overall team.
Pitching. Right off the bat.
That's the main thing. They got to work on their pitching staff.
They don't have a pitching staff. And the one guy just got indicted for something for sending nasty messages to reporters and pictures of his junk and stuff on the pitching coaches. So,
oh, no way.
It's either pitching or batting. I can't remember. I just was like, oh. So, but because he lives in California, you can't just fire somebody. There has to be a, you know, background check and look into everything that has happened. But, you know, he will be fired.
Oh, shit.
Outside of California, you get fired on the spot.
No.
Just by somebody saying,
no one's listening.
You touch me.
Do you think,
no.
Do you think Socia should have stayed on for another, let's say, 5 years or so?
No, because I think the water got stale.
Okay.
And I think he saw the writing on the wall, too,
uh-huh,
by not fighting for it. Because, you know, once again, you only have Todd Trout.
Right.
You know, it's just they should be crushing it. Oh, what was that? Somebody's bladder check?
No, we're good. We're good. We're good.
Okay. I heard something.
No
so,
splash.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I see maybe them getting to about 87.
Really?
Yeah, maybe.
Wow.
I don't see them doing well this year. I just don't. There's just, from the top down, yeah, you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't spend it correctly, like the Dodgers, they don't give enough. They're going to do whatever it takes.
Right.
They're swinging for the fences.
Mm-hmm.
And they have the team to do it. I mean, the pitching staff, there's nobody better. Turner came back for one more year. I mean, they're the best team in baseball. No right. one can argue that fact.
No one.
So,
no one.
No
one. No one. No one.
Yeah.
Cool.
So, yeah.
All right, but well, listen, we're going to let you get back to selling your paraphernalia there and all the sports memorabilia.
Squeeze some more money out of Jack over there. Jeez.
He gave me $20. I think he sold it for $25, bastard.
Cheap.
On something.
Shit.
Yeah.
That World Series ball from 1922, just give me $10 for it.
Painful.
All right, Brad, we'll talk to you next time, buddy.
All right, be well, be safe, stay low, drive hard, and drink lots of water and green tea so your kidneys
chug, chug, chug. Thank you, Brad.
Keep drinking until you pee clear.
There you go.
Doing it, baby, doing it.
No ice tea. You don't want it to come out looking like ice tea. That's no bueno.
I don't live in Texas. We're good.
Oh, there you go.
All right, Brad.
On that note, I'll talk to you guys later. Be well.
All right, take care, buddy.
Baseball bats, baseball caps.
home runs,
kidney relapse. Yellow urine, not
oh
so
good. Oh my god.
Oh.
Uncalled for. Exactly what I was talking about.
Is that my new nickname?
Yellow, I can't say it right
I'm
now.
I'm fine.
Yellow urine.
Yeah, I can't say it.
I'm doing really good. I got my meds. I got all my, I'm good.
You sure?
Literally,
every time you laugh, you're hurting yourself.
But this is because I fucking fell yesterday. I went up in the air like a cartoon character and landed on my back. I mean, I was
be very, very
I was horizontal
quiet.
In the air.
Wow.
I saw myself in the mirror. I was and like, the fact, oh, shit.
And the fact that she's so little and all that, but it's just such a wonderful visual to see.
And it was in the bathroom on that hard wood floor. Oh, my God.
It's one thing to fall, but it's another thing to fall smack flat on your back.
Yeah.
That hurts.
I leaped about 3 to 4 feet like a pole vaulter.
And your feet just went, swung
just
under.
Whoosh. Yeah. Up in the air. Oh, and because my thigh is
broken.
Killing me, too. I woke up like, oh, God.
Amber's just a broken toy.
Are you sure?
I'm very coordinated. This was not a prideful moment for me.
I can imagine.
Are you sure you didn't hit your head?
No, my head actually hit the carpet, but the rest of me, my back hit the because I was right on the edge there.
Right.
Last week it was the face. This week it was the fall. What's next week?
I don't know, but can't wait.
Gosh.
Sex with a man.
Ow.
Look at her go, ow.
Well,
I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
That sounds like a would you rather kind of a thing for Amber.
Oh, you know. We can play.
And speaking of,
okay.
Let's do a quick would you rather.
Would you rather?
Here, Sean.
Yeah, how you guys all doing out there?
Better than Amber.
Well, Barry White.
I feel like more like Don Cornelius, you know? All right, would you guys rather be telekinetic or telepathic?
Telepathic.
Telekinetic.
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 Really?
That's 3 out of 2.
Wow, all right.
What?
Not. I want to read mine.
3 out of 2?
2 out of 3?
4 out of 5?
4. Can I read the 1?
7 out of 84?
6 out of 5 doctors agree.
Nope.
All right. Would you guys rather vomit through your nose?
Oh.
Oh.
Ouch.
Or
burn.
Poop through your mouth?
God!
I think we all have the answer for that one.
God.
We
know what that,
look out. Where's that vomit's Gina's coming through the nose.
You need it.
Somebody go get Gina's trash can.
Boy, that would be a big backup.
What cartoon where they did that? Was it South Park where they shit out their mouths?
Cartman made a bet that you can't, if you put food up your butt, that you can poop out your mouth, and he bet Kyle that he could do it.
My eyes.
Steve, what would you do?
Oh, I'd puke through my nose.
Yeah,
I think I gotta go with that one as well.
Move on, please. Move on,
Amber.
I think you already know. Just move on.
Huh?
Okay, so that would mean that a burp would be a fart.
Ladies and gentlemen, oh, she's God. Not faking this.
Okay. All right.
I'm about to vomit. Like, okay. My eyes are watering.
Go to
I hope I vomit through my nose.
Okay. Would you rather?
Oh, that's disgusting.
You could have just chose this for the whole segment.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
See, that's what's going to happen this next week. You're going to poop through your mouth.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, Amber's going to like this one. Would you rather pole dance naked for your parents?
All right, we're back to normal.
Or make out with them.
Or what?
Or make out with them.
Pole dance! Oh, God! What is this list? Oh.
It's a guy list, that's why.
Steve.
There better be a strong pull.
I want to see Steve pull dance.
Oh, God.
Zach?
Yeah, me too.
I guess I'm taking one for the team and pole dancing.
All right. Yep. Yeah, I'd rather pole dance too. All right. Would you rather live your life over as the opposite gender or start your life over again as a kid?
I'll go first.
All right.
I want to be a kid again, but can I still have the knowledge that I have as an adult, or am I just, like, starting fresh as a kid?
You're starting fresh as a kid.
Oh, fuck that. I want to be a different gender then.
Same right. Here. Different gender.
Different gender. Amber?
Do you get different parents, like a whole different timeline?
It doesn't say.
If you get a whole different timeline, then I'll do the gender thing.
I want to see Amber as a boy.
That'd be weird. Can you imagine? That's the tiniest little dude ever.
Well, that's JP.
No, he's 5'4". Dude, he's 5'4" right now. That kid is, like, sprouting up.
Well, he is the little boy version of you.
No, he's not. Is he?
He's
like a carbon copy of Dave.
Well, see, I've never met Dave, so.
Yeah, we don't know Dave. Mm. Dave's not here, so.
He is not here, you're right.
Yeah, Dave's not here.
Hello, Dave.
Dave's not here.
Hello, Dave.
Guarantee you Dave ain't gonna listen.
All right. Well, fine then. I mean,
fine,
have
Dave.
You ever seen 2001 Space Odyssey?
Yes, yeah. Years ago. Okay,
hello,
anyways,
Dave.
Okay.
All right, did you give me yours, Steve?
I would rather live life over as a woman.
As a woman, okay.
Yes, you're right.
Okay. Would you rather fart every time you laugh or burp every time you cry?
Burp.
What the f-
Burp. Burp.
Well, since farting is usually funny, I'd rather fart when I laugh. Yeah. Everybody same else fart. Would be laughing anyway. Hey, I'm feeling a little gassy.
As somebody who does comedy and laughs on camera, no. Okay. I don't know.
All right. Would you rather wear somebody else's dirty underwear?
Oh, God. I got to get my tissue ready. Hang on.
Or use their toothbrush?
Or use what?
Their toothbrush.
Depends
what's
on who it
with
is.
That?
I'd rather
I'd use someone's toothbrush.
It depends
toothbrush.
On who it is.
I'm not totally wearing shit-covered underwear. I'll use the toothbrush.
Who says they why shit their pants? What assume? Do you assume they shit their pants?
I know. Everybody just assumes this underwear looks
you
like...
Do you shit
in
your pants?
Know,
is no, like a normal thing?
No, I'm
like,
saying at least 1 out of 10 people probably fart and stain their shorts. Yeah, now you're old.
That's only if you're trying hard.
1 out of 10 people shart?
Yes.
Really?
You sure do.
When you came up with this show, you didn't think you'd lose control of it like this, did you?
Oh, no, I did. Trust me.
So far, there's been like four like poop questions.
Like, my stomach is just like, I'm on the edge.
Would you rather not have sex for a year or have it every day of your life but not ever orgasm?
Year. Okay.
See, that's a good question.
Year.
I guess
well, a year would be easy.
He's already done it.
Yeah.
I've done it 10 times.
I'm really sad to say,
choice
but so have I.
Choice has been made.
All right. Would you rather be stranded on an island alone or with a person you hate the most?
No, because I'm killing the person.
Alone.
Yeah, I'll kill the person I hate.
Fuck that. I can take care of this shit on my own. Alone.
I already have the person in mind, too.
Oh, gosh.
Text
me.
Okay.
Seriously, text me. I don't know who it is.
If I told you, you're not going to know who it is.
What was her name? She was in Fear.
Oh, we're picking celebrities now.
The movie with Fear with De Niro, and he puts his thumb in her mouth.
Ew.
What's her name? Oh, my God. I can't remember. Okay. I'd rather
not Jodie Foster. Okay. No, that's not. That's Taxi.
All right. Would you rather have a bell go off?
A bell go off?
Every time you're horny.
It never stopped ringing.
Oh,
phone's ringing. Or never get horny.
Oh, God, the bell.
Give me that.
I'm doing the bell.
I have self-control. Unlike you.
At least I got a good explanation.
Yeah, right.
I do.
I know about your
anyway.
Past.
I'm not.
Notice how quickly that shut her up.
I've been doing my yoga meditation. I've been sober. I'm clear-headed.
What does sober have to do with being horny?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot.
For you?
A lot of, never mind.
All right. Would you rather fulfill your biggest wish or resolve your biggest regret?
Oh. Shit.
Oh, see, that's now you got a good one.
That's a good one. Which is why it's tough.
The wish.
Wish? Your biggest wish?
I don't really have a
regret.
I can think of a big regret. No.
I'm going with the witch because I'm selfish.
Do you?
Ooh, I'm torn.
Really?
I don't have a...
Christopher?
Well, I guess if you wish, you could wish for what it was you...
Exactly.
Yeah, so I'm wish.
Kind of similar to Amber. I don't really have a big regret yet, so
he
wish.
He's too young. Move on. He hasn't lived yet. Give him 40, give him 30 years. Maybe we'll see.
Don't reject me.
You're so young.
Hey, people that young can still have regrets, though.
Yeah.
They don't know regret yet. What about you?
Me? My regret is my wish. Why are you gagging on that?
Laughed and swallowed.
I got tissue dust in my throat. And...
Right. Oh, by the way, Juliette Lewis.
Oh. Okay.
I hate her.
Why?
So if I got on an island, I'd love to be on the island with her.
That okay.
Yeah, just okay.
I gotta hear the logic of this later.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
All right. Okay.
Putting
right.
a pin in that one.
Okay,
Steve.
Last one, guys. This isn't that big of a biggie, okay. though. Would you rather see text messages your ex wrote about you, or have them see the texts you wrote about them?
Well,
I don't know
see
about.
Mine.
I don't know about the texts they wrote about me.
See mine. I don't want to see. I don't give a fuck. She was crazy. I don't know what she. I don't.
Crazy
I don't
want
to see what a crazy person wrote.
Steve?
The only texts there would be available to look at would be hers, because I don't really text about people like that.
Oh.
Exes or anything.
God,
like
you're
that.
So good.
Yeah. He's old, so.
He's like
good is that? I don't want to exert the energy.
That's true.
All right. Zach?
Oh. Well, the only... I'll go with the first one, I guess.
See the ex. See what this says about you.
Yeah, yeah.
Why would you torture yourself?
Because it's mostly going to amuse me. Because I wonder how much of it's actually true.
No, so you're going to You're just so into self torture. Oh my gosh, this guy.
Well, self deprecation. Hey,
he man. Is. He is.
That's okay.
No, fuck it. I want my ex to see all the shit I wrote about that bitch.
How do we get back to underwear?
Oh my gosh.
I don't think you want to take that route.
Ooh, you made it.
Ooh, you got a roll.
It, absolutely.
But anyway.
I'm sweating after all
3
that.
3 points.
All that dry heaving.
Yeah, that's what dry heaving.
Seriously, I'm sweating.
All righty, guys. Well, you know, today's also Margarita Day, and I think we've kind of done something this similar before. So we wanted to call our dear friends, Mike and Kay,
I'm just a cold
and find out what
drinker.
They think.
Check Margarita beer.
Pop-top finger. Got a
Pop-tart finger?
Pop-top.
Oh.
Pop-top.
I can go for a Pop-tart.
I'm just a cold beer drinker.
Mike, how have you been, bud?
Hey, I've been. We've been great. I'm glad to be on today, and glad to see that the world is starting to open up a little bit.
Yay!
Cool. How are things out in your area?
Yeah, things are good. Kay's not on today because she actually had the opportunity to work in class today with some students.
Mm.
And, you know, she got into teaching because she loves teaching. She loves being with the students. And she has not been a fan of this remote teaching thing. So unfortunately, she missed the show this morning, but she's having a good time, I'm sure,
good.
In class.
Aww.
With a small quantity of students.
Good. Well, I'm glad, though, because that's where she needs to be anyway. Is
yeah, definitely.
Is taking those kids on one-on-one.
Doing what she loves.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
She loves beer, though, too. So it's like, you know.
Well, she loves making it. It's what it is, too. Yeah. So, Mike, the thing was that it's Margarita Day. I think we've kind of done something like this similar, though. So it was more or less of what kind of beers go well with a margarita.
Yeah, definitely. We've talked around this before, and certainly we can never have enough beer or margarita talk. So I just wanted to, you know, remind everybody that the holiday is actually on Monday.
Right.
But you certainly should be celebrating this weekend, right?
Absolutely. Because you got to practice for Monday.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to look at it. And I know that there are a couple of times when, you know, margaritas are being poured, but you just want a beer. Or, you know, maybe you're stuck in one of these states that's a little chilly right now, and a margarita doesn't sound good, but a beer might help. And so that's why we're talking about this today.
Very good, sir. And what did you get?
Yeah. So a few styles to mention before I talk about a few specifics. One of which we've talked about before, it's called a Gose. And a Gose is a 1,000-year-old plus German beer brewing method that used salty mineral aquifers in a city called Goslar. And nowadays it's using a similar technique, but they add salt to give it that slightly saltiness, and often you'll get a little bit of tartness, and they're often flavored with fruit. So look for Gose's, keep Gose's in mind. Another one is a Kolsch, and a Kolsch combines the brewing styles of brewing styles and yeasts used in both ales and lagers, and so you end up with a light, crisp brew that is perfect for flavoring with things like lime and salt and those types of things.
Oh, wow.
And the third style to look for and think about is Berliner Weisse. It's kind of a sour, slightly sour, and often hazy version of a Hef. And the sourness is really what makes it a little bit different. But all three of these you'll find often are used for fruit style and especially margarita style beers. So I've got a few different types that you can sometimes find depending on the season. And first of all, first and foremost, and one that we all see at the grocery store is a Bud Lime-a-Rita.
Yeah, oh, see yeah. Those, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, and those are not too bad. I mean, it's a Bud, it's a lager, and I'm an ale guy myself, but they're actually pretty tasty, and they work great for a party because you can buy a 12-pack for, you know, I don't know, a few bucks, and there's lots of different flavors, and they're all pretty good. So keep that in mind when you're looking for a margarita type beer. And then you've got Cigar City makes a Margarita Gose. And Amber, I think you're a Cigar City beer drinker, right?
Yes, I that's a great brewery. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's something you can easily find right now, but it's a really good margarita beer. It's just basics, lime and salt. And because it's a Gose, it's got that slight bit of tartness. Very light, very drinkable, a perfect summer beer, and one that goes really well with margaritas.
Is that more of a light beer or a little bit on the heavy side?
It would not be heavy at all. It really is a light beer. It would remind you a little bit of like a Lime-a-Rita, but it is a better beer. It's a craft beer. It's an ale. It's going to have a little more flavor. For somebody who's not a big beer drinker, it might seem a little bit heavier, okay. But very honestly, it's a great entry-level beer.
Yeah, Goses are delicious. It's like it's not too high octane like a sour, and it has that nice crispy, but with a little bit of sour to it. Oh, that's one of my favorite beers, Goses.
Interesting. Okay.
All Goses, right. Kolsch.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, love those.
Definitely. Another good one out there, one of the favorites of Kay and I, is Dogfish Head makes or made. I don't know if it's still available. The Sea Quench Ale. Have you had that one,
yes,
Amber?
Yes, I have had that one. That's a good summer sipping on the beach.
It really is. And it's kind of a mashup. They use various elements of a Gose, Kolsch, and a Berliner Weisse style. They use black limes, sour lime juice, and sea salt in the while they're making the beer. And so you get, again, a very kind of lime, a little bit of tartness, a little bit of saltiness, and again, that beer that's perfect to go with margaritas.
Mm-hmm. Good one. Sunshine and peach and a little bit of that.
Oh, yeah, certainly. And summer's coming, so these are great beers for the summer. And, you know, it wouldn't be a good beer margarita show unless we talked about beer margaritas again. And I know I brought this up last time we talked, but, you know, you can make your own beer margaritas at home. It's super easy. They're delicious. And it's a great alternative to that sometimes overly sweetness you might get out of just regular margaritas.
So true.
And so that's a great thing to try out if you haven't done it yet. And one of the things I really want to stress to everybody, the audience, and everybody listening is, you know, go check out the local breweries near where you live. Almost all of them are going to have some sort of variation of these types of beers. Mm-hmm. And you're supporting small business. You know, these breweries have been really hammered, just like everybody else has been this last year. And, you know, most of them are making beers available for pickup. A lot of them now are doing patio settings again. And if you really want some quality and very tasty beer, those are the places to go. And sometimes the little tiny ones are sometimes the best ones.
Yes. Beachwood Barbecue in Long Beach, they had I don't know if they're still doing it, but a couple summers ago, they had a really nice, like a lime-flavored, really light beer. Oh, so good.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great one.
They've been hammered hard by the pandemic, too.
Yeah, that's a great one. And what you'll find in a lot of these places, you'll find cucumber in beers, in Goses and things like that, which really works well. And it's very refreshing and could work similarly to a margarita. And certainly the kind of go-to is a lot of people have been using orange in beers forever.
Citrus
and all of those, you know, you've got blood orange beers, you got orange milkshakes, you got all these things. And And I sprinkle a little bit of salt in my beer fairly often just because I like that kind of saltiness. Mm-hmm. And so you can do that almost with almost any beer you drink. And so, yeah, all these things are ways to combine a great beer with a great margarita party.
Yum. I still stand by the Dogfish Head with the black lime. Oh, so yeah. Good. That's
a great one.
It is.
That's what you got to get me next then.
Okay, Dad.
So, hey, I'm trying. I'm slowly expanding.
Yeah, into beers. Yeah.
Yeah, slowly getting into it more and more and everything.
I'll find it. It's that's I think I have a place around my house. I mentioned it several times. Corked off Stearns, and they have
I gotta head over to your house because every time I go out shopping, I kid you not, Mike, I will look for certain beers. Yeah. And the thing is that no matter where I go, I can't find the beers that you mentioned.
BevMo's hit or miss.
Extremely hit or miss.
Yeah, but there's some great places in Long Beach, and there's a couple in Huntington I know of that are just my favorite go-tos. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have a Total Wine near you?
There is one in Huntington Beach.
There's one in there's one off the Beach Boulevard.
Huntington Beach and or Westminster
for,
area.
Total Wine.
They have one of the better selections of craft beers because they at least the one out where we are here in Rancho Cucamonga, they've got a full aisle with actually three sides, two, you know, one aisle and I think another half aisle with nothing but craft beers and quite a big area of singles. And what's great about that is you can go in and you can pick out five or six singles, try them. If you don't like some of them, that's okay. You only had to buy one as opposed to a four or six pack. And they do have a pretty good selection, but definitely do a little bit of a search online and see if you can find a specialty liquor store that has a craft brew section, because some of those really have dedicated a large amount of their floor space to a fridge full of craft beers. And in those, you'll find some of the less commercial ones. And that's kind of fun also. But, you know, a lot of the beers that we drink and we talk about come from some of the local breweries around here in Rancho. And you're not always going to find those at the store. So you just got to venture out.
There's a place in Costa Mesa that I've been going to for, I want to say, 15 years. And it's called High Times. And it's just an H-I and then dash time, wine cellars. They have a beer fridge that will blow your mind. And you can get, they'll have kegs and small kegs from some of the local breweries.
Like a five?
They'll have a keg. I mean, you have to have the setup for it to, you know.
Yeah, well, you said a small keg. So, I mean, kegs are normally.
They'll have like this size. You know, if you want to get
like a little party ball.
And they're pricey, but you're getting like a local, you know, craft beer and basically on tap at home. And it is just, ugh. That was one of Dave's. Dave used to live there. I'd be like, did I just see Bank of America hit us for like a $300 High Times charge?
Oh my God. Wow.
He'd be like, oh,
sounds like a good place. Sounds like a place worth checking out.
Yeah, it's High Times. Yeah. Highly suggest it. I don't know how they've been with the pandemic, but
on the radar. We'll definitely have to check it out.
Yes, we'll go. So, field trip.
Mike, in the meantime, buddy, how have you guys been holding up with everything now?
Oh, great, great. I mean, some of my extended family or, my brother and some other people have actually had been hit with COVID recently. But so far, they've handled it very well and, you know, had some pretty sick days and that kind of thing, but have mostly gotten through it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been working this whole time and Kay's been working. And so we've been lucky there because, you know, certainly there are a lot of people who aren't. And you know, the industry I'm in has been hit pretty hard, but I got lucky with where I was. And we're keeping going. We just bought a new puppy a few weeks ago. As a matter of fact, I posted something on Facebook for your guys' question of the day today. And we had lost our Siberian Husky last year, and we just bought a new little beagle puppy, which is keeping us busy. And, the sleep wasn't so good for a few days, but it's been a lot of fun. So hopefully next time you guys come over to do a show, you'll get a chance to meet Charlie, our new beagle.
Wonderful.
Charlie.
Can't wait for it, man.
Oh, yeah. That'd be fun.
She's going to definitely be a brew dog. She'll hang out at the breweries with us this summer. So it'll be fun.
Awesome, buddy. Well, Mike, always good to have you on, and of course, give our best to Kay, and of course, she's doing what she's doing best right now, and I'm sure she's having a good time doing it as well.
Yeah, we'll do, and we'll see you guys later. And as always, looking forward to the next time.
Will do, brother. Take care of yourself. We love you.
All right. Cheers. Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Take care, buddy.
I'm just a cold beer drinker. Check out the callus on my pop-top finger. Got a cooler in the back with a 12-pack ready to roll. I'm just a cold beer drinker.
These kegs that you were talking about, this one place, how
it depends on what they are and what they get. It's from the supplier.
But I mean, is it like a 5-gallon party ball type of thing, or is it a little bit bigger? Or?
The ones that Dave would get like are like this.
Okay.
I don't know how many are. What? All I know is they are expensive.
Yeah.
Because he'd get several, and he'd have brewing parties. So he'd have a brew day with his buddies.
Got it.
Because they all like were craft beer, you know.
Yeah.
Aficionados, and they'd have an all-day brewing sesh.
Cool.
And they would be getting drunk essentially the entire time and tasting all these different beers and coffee.
Steve and I used to do the same thing, but we did it a little bit differently, though.
Mm-hmm.
See, we would get together. We would meet at El Torito for brunch.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, we would try and find a very recluse, isolated baseball field.
Like an elementary school or something like that.
And then,
I don't know where the fuck this is going.
And then
that's the beauty of it.
And then we would bring a couple of ice chests.
Okay.
Have our drinks in there, and somebody would bring a keg or a party ball, and that would, and then we would play what we call slosh ball.
Oh my gosh!
And we would put the party ball out on second base, and depending on how many people showed up, to divide into teams. He was like, okay, well, if you hit out in left field, it's an automatic out or whatever.
And are you using bats? And okay.
Yeah, and
anybody that reaches second base has to, like, fill up half of one of those red cups
with beer.
Oh, you
guys needed a drinking game.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Hilarious.
So you'd have 3-4 people sitting out there by the keg who were on base.
So, well, the thing is, you had to take a drink before you batted.
Yeah.
Okay, And then if you make it to first, fine. If you're able to make it to second, mm-hmm. like Steve said, you had to drink a half a cup of a red solo cup of beer. And we could stack no more than 3 people on second base.
Oh, my gosh.
So when the fourth person got there, the first person had to go to third. If not, it was an automatic out.
These are some weird drunk rules. Yeah.
They had to chug what they had left.
Yeah.
And then go to third.
And then go to third. Gosh. So you had to finish the drink while you were on second before you go to third.
Okay, this is crazy.
And then, of course, if you scored, then you had to drink again and celebrate.
I mean, these are seriously some drunk rules. This is So I played on the Long Beach Adult Kickball League,
uh-huh.
and over at the Ranchos, fun. You know my neighborhood over there, the Cliff Bay Ranchos. We had a team over there, and what was the name of our team? We were so damn competitive, but everybody would go to this one bar. All the teams,
mm-hmm.
and we'd be the drunker we got, the more everybody'd be like pissy, because all your friends were on the other teams,
right?
But you know, the more you're getting buzzed, you're like getting real tribal with your shit, and there'd always be fights. Oh my gosh!
Well, we never did that. We never got into fights or anything because we all knew each other. You know,
they knew each other too, but they were just drunk assholes, and they were so competitive.
Well, we were drunk lovables then.
They had to have, like, multiple refs there, and they'd hire them. Because
I don't think nobody ever fought with each other, huh?
Ever what?
Ever fought with each other.
There
nobody.
Were never
no.
any...
For us.
No.
Yeah,
there were
no
fisticuffs. There was just lots of shouting and chests at each other.
No, we didn't do any gorilla
stuff. They were so about the rules, and they would... Each team would carry a rule book of the binders. I mean, they were nuts.
No.
Entitled white people.
For us, it was all about having fun, nothing more.
And getting all the girls drunk.
Yeah, okay. and then after that, we would go to somebody's house. Most of the time, it was our friend Scott, who was nearby. Mm. And then we would... I mean, because we would end at about, 5 or 6... Somewhere around there when the sun went down. And then we go to his house. And then
how many people were throwing up at the time?
Yeah, and then drink drink more. And then from 6 to 2 in the morning, we were drinking again. You know, then somebody would order pizza and this and that or whatever. Are you hurting yourself?
No, I'm fine. My hip doesn't hurt. Oh, God.
She just, like, kicked the trash can.
I know.
I pushed out of the way, and then my leg locked up.
Whoa. You are just like all...
I'm broken right now.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are.
No idea if you could have seen it.
But, yeah, I mean, and then we would just drink and have fun and play pool and over
yeah,
at
Scott's
yeah, pool
house, table in his garage. And,
yeah, yeah, certain things happen on the pool table besides pool, but
oh
you know.
My gosh.
But it was fun. We had good times, and this is a group that we all, I would say, most of us did the Halloween haunt at Knott's together at, and then friends of friends or whatever would come in. So it was a nice size group though, because it was about, I would say, at least 30 of us.
Yeah,
a good solid 30.
Had, it's a lot.
Yeah,
really good. Turnout.
Yeah, so it was always fun, always fun. So, well, you know what? Today is also, I think it wasn't, I forgot what it was, actually. No, it has to do with your pets.
Pets.
Low maintenance.
Pet appreciation, I think is what it is.
National Pet Appreciation Day.
And so I was looking at a couple of things, whatever.
I appreciate petting.
Well, yeah, you do.
Heavy petting.
I don't need a day for it.
So, so I think Steve, you got something or whatever there regarding the low maintenance pets, right? Because I mean, it's tough to have a pet.
I do right here. Yes. Now these low maintenance pets are perfect for kids, working parents, and apartment dwellers. So,
which is always tough too, because I mean,
you're
apartment
listening to this. Yeah.
National Love Your Pet Day.
There you
love
go.
Love Your Pet Day. I had to look it up.
Okay, now Sean has broken this down into different categories. So let's start with water animals.
Okay.
Betta fish. Y'all know what a betta fish
easy.
Is.
Exactly.
Yeah, as long as you keep the male separate, they don't do anything.
Or the female separate, too.
Or whichever ones fight with each other, they do.
Other.
So you keep them separated.
I think it's two males or two females you can't have together. Cause then
I don't know about two females, but I know two males are... Like,
for sure, yeah.
No, because the male and the female will still fight each other. They're
low maintenance. You just keep them in a little isolated tank, and they're fine. They just look at you.
Yeah, they just stand there and do nothing.
Keep it clean.
And also turtles, which can also be land. I know people have turtles in their backyard.
Would that be a lot of tortoise, or because turtles are more
or a hare,
or a hare?
It's a hare different.
But turtles are more also are aquatic.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Well, the little ones like Cuff and Link from Rocky.
God. Oh yeah, okay.
Yeah, they live in that little round thing with the ramp going up and a little palm tree.
Oh,
yeah,
how cute.
Yeah, so it's pretty easy, low maintenance. You just throw a little food in there every once in a while, like a fish. Hermit crabs.
That. I can attest to, I've had those. That is a very easy pet.
Yeah,
my son had one.
Keep them hydrated. That's the biggest thing. Not too much water, just enough.
Right.
You can't, if there's too much, you get those mites and those nasty little flies, and they'll kill them, lay larvae in the...
Ours dried out.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Yeah, I think ours dried out.
Was he laying there going, water?
Yes, he was, definitely.
Water. Okay. Sea monkeys.
Oh, we've talked about these.
We have.
They're basically those brine shrimp, yeah.
Yeah, brine shrimp that are like dried out, and then you put them in water, and they come back to life and grow. And it's you can some people use them for food for
other fish,
like small fish,
right? Yeah,
small fish. And dwarf, is that proper term now?
Yeah, dwarf.
What?
Dwarf frogs.
Oh yeah, the small African dwarf African frogs,
the little tiny.
I've had those in my fish tank.
I had those in my fish tank.
They eat the brine shrimp actually, so. The sea monkeys.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
Insects, the next category.
Ooh, yeah, I know some people who do that.
Okay, stick insects.
Oh, those are,
The walking
sticks.
Yeah.
Walking stick. Walking
I've never seen one before.
Really? Oh, they're cool.
I've never seen one. I would like to.
They tend to move slow. Because they don't want you to see that they're
not
the stick.
They also breed very quickly. Like my sister-in-law had some.
Like
for
your
her
sister-in-law?
My sister-in-law, my ex-sister-in-law, Dave's sister, had them. And
really?
I call her my sister-in-law because I love her to death. Yeah, she had it, and they would just breed like crazy. All of a sudden,
you turn your back on them, and they go.
All of a sudden,
so basically,
like,
they're like the rabbit of the insect world.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's a perfect low maintenance pet because it's easy for a home with small spaces and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Here's Amber's favorite.
Oh God,
ants.
I tried.
Well,
I've never had an ant farm.
We tried it twice.
I had a friend that had one. I didn't.
I wouldn't
really
mind trying it though.
They did two.
It's
weird,
interesting.
They did two weird things. They'd eat. They'd fight and eat each other, and then they would drag their dead. And even if they didn't kill it, it was just the one that just died. They would drag it and put them in a pile. They would drag the dead bodies and pile them up in one specific area.
Let that be a lesson to the rest of you.
Well, I think it was like a burial ground, like an ancient
ancient burial ground for ants.
Did you ever have ants? Like an ant?
I didn't have ants, and I had a friend that did, but I never. It didn't. I didn't know.
I wouldn't mind trying that though.
They had Western carpenter ants.
Interesting.
Did they build little bridges and houses and things?
No, but they made the coolest tunnels and little alcoves. It was so fun watching them. But then they kept eating each other.
That's
killing
weird.
Each other.
All right, butterflies.
Oh, that would be kind of cool to have.
Never tried it.
I guess. They tend to need to be able to fly around, but yeah. Praying mantises.
Oh, love.
We had a bunch in our backyard one day. For I don't know where, how, or whatever, but there was like a bunch of them that were born. And so we gently picked them as we were cutting our tree. We found out. And we gently put them back in the tree. There were even some that were different colors. Like one was like a light brown or a dark brown or whatever. They weren't all necessarily green.
Well, they can change to fit whatever they
the brown ones are the males.
Sometimes they can.
Is that what it is?
The brown ones are the males, yeah.
I thought that they can change when they want to a little bit.
That's a chameleon.
That's a chameleon.
No, no. I think the stick bug, they can kind of blend
stick,
in when
like
they want
stick
to.
Like a stick bug, yeah.
No, no, no. I'm talking about praying mantis.
But no, I don't, trust me. The male ones are the brown ones. And I don't make fun of me.
that's really interesting.
To the Google I go.
Boy.
Praying mantis. Oh, look at that. You can get them for like $20. Or
what?
Just go to my backyard.
Yeah.
At Petco.
It's where the pets go.
Yeah, praying mantises.
You like that one?
How funny.
But is these
bigger ones, though, than the little... Yeah. We had one of those.
No, they can change.
In Mission Viejo, we had the garden and flower stuff, and I noticed one of them was there, and so I was very careful, and he would come see me.
Yeah.
They're really, sometimes you think they're looking at you. It's that kind of thing.
They can change to blend in with their environment, and to avoid prey, and they, as they're about to molt, they turns really brown and crispy and comes off, and then they're green again underneath.
Oh, interesting.
Bada boom.
All right. I guess, Jesus. I guess.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Well, blame the American education system.
I know,
Zach,
right?
Hey, Zach, don't worry, man. Remember that girl that she thought was in the warrant video? This girl still was not in the warrant
video.
True.
Whatever.
I'll take that as a win.
So. Whatever.
An absolute win. Know.
Okay. Also, we have scorpions and tarantulas.
Oh, God, no.
It's all right to have them, but what's bad is that one day you'll walk by and they won't be in their tank.
That's what I was thinking, too. Where's that?
You're like, uh-oh.
No, scorpion.
How long have you been out?
I can't. Why?
My sister had a scorpion. My sister had a tarantula, my baby sister. And she would, like, let them crawl on her hand. Well, if you feed them, and if they know you,
if they're not threatened and they're not hungry, they're fine.
I've seen videos and stuff, whatever. I know there's, like, places
like
that go to schools, you know, and show the different bugs or whatever, and they have the tarantulas. Still, I can't.
I know. I was in Bali, and they tried to put a giant spider mouse. I literally, like, I couldn't let it. I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, I would.
Like, I'll go like this to my pet.
Yeah.
So how would you go do that again?
Like, I would, like, my sister's tarantula, like, ah! It just would touch me, like, a little bit. I'd be like, ah!
Yeah, I'm there
okay,
with you.
And the last insect on the list is a snail.
Really?
Never have.
Yeah.
Huh. Those are for stepping on.
I've never thought of
I know people who raise them because of a delicatessen that, you know, escargots.
They are good.
But, I mean, as far as a pet, really interesting.
Know. We would just go outside and pour salt on them.
Yeah,
I do that too.
Yeah,
monsters.
Now, when I was in the Midwest, I saw fireflies for the first time.
I had never seen
them before. I'm like, oh wow, let's get some, put them in a jar.
Yeah,
you know. And at about 3 a.m, I had to get up and let them back out because it was too bright.
Right. That's funny.
My sister used to smash their butts, and it would be a glowing.
Oh,
I know, but that's when she was little. She was little.
What's being little got to do with doing that?
Reptiles,
leopard geckos.
Oh,
geckos. Yeah, I mean they're
geckos are cool.
Yeah, I can see that.
They kind of look at you funny, but
yeah, they do.
Those aren't high maintenance. I would think that those.
And they reach out like slowly to grab stuff, and they're like, pinch your almost hands.
Well, they think that they're going, maybe he won't notice. That's what it is.
If I move over here.
Here, yeah.
Tickle.
Yeah.
And then there's snakes. A lot of people have snakes.
A lot of people do. I could never get into
snakes.
Are
these all high maintenance? I don't know.
No, these are low maintenance.
You buy a mouse once a week and give it to him.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, you just, you know, change the bedding every once a week, too. I mean, that's not...
Okay.
That's not a lot.
I guess you're not walking it every day.
Exactly.
You're not feeding it. Okay.
Now, here's some medium, small-sized animals like pugs. I guess it's one of the easiest dog breeds to own is a pug.
Hmm.
True. Very true. I have a cousin who's got a couple of pugs.
Then there's British short hair cats that get along with both dogs and children.
Hmm.
Interesting.
That's cool. Rabbits. Who hasn't had a rabbit?
I've never had a rabbit.
I would love to have a rabbit.
I've had friends and family who had them.
Yeah, it was my aunt that had rabbits over in L.A. when I was living there.
I like the little dwarf rabbits.
Oh, they're so cute.
Those are so cool. Especially.
But they never got overrun because they ate them.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, it depends on what kind of rabbit you're going to eat, you know, because those are more of a jackrabbit, I think. A wild rabbit.
I was like 5 or 6, so there, I have no idea what kind of rabbits they were.
There used to be over at Long Beach City College, was overrun with rabbits.
Really?
For a number of years, yeah. I mean, they would just be out on the lawn, and somehow, it got started where somebody let one or two go or whatever, and they found their home.
Are we talking off PCH? Or are we talking off of Carson and
Carson?
Okay, gotcha.
The main campus.
Yeah. Okay.
And next thing you know, I mean, it was just overrun with rabbits.
They found a food source.
Lakewood?
Or no, what's the Carson and, what's the cross street there?
I don't know.
Okay, anyways. That's off Carson.
But anyway, you know, it was just overrun. And then some people that didn't want their rabbits would dump them there
because there
was so many others that were there, and then they just formed their own little colony.
They'll figure out what to do. Go, buddy, go!
Yeah, exactly. And then finally, I think they finally caught them all and got rid of them all or whatever.
Aww.
But then some of them became wild rabbits while they were there because they were mating and stuff. But, I mean, I remember walking on the campus one time, and there, I mean, I'm not talking like 5...
No, they're like...
80 rabbits.
That sounds awesome. That sounds more wholesome than squirrels everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It was just like, you know, and they're you got to walk to class, and they're just in the way. You got to move them out of the way.
Aww.
You know. So, but yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Is there bunny poop everywhere?
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, you use it on salad.
A little sprinkle.
Okay, now we've got guinea pigs, hamsters, and rats. Those people are really love these three animals because they're all small.
True.
And they're cute.
That's hamsters great. Are cute. I got one that bit my thumb when I was younger, so ever since then I've never liked hamsters. Rats, I don't care for. Now, our friend,
Stacy
Lane Wilson, loves, she has a couple of pet rats herself.
In fact, after Friday, it's Ratterdy.
Yeah, it's Saturday. She's always sending pictures, posting pictures on Facebook.
My gosh.
But no, she loves her rats, though. I don't care for them that much, but I do like mice. And I have had a couple of mice as pets. You know, where it's just an individual mouse, though, by itself. I can't do the two or whatever. And it would crawl up underneath my hair and just kind of snuggle. And
we had all of those. We had everything except the guinea pigs.
I had a guinea pig.
My dad didn't like
they're
the
kind of fun.
Noise that they made. My dad was like, nope, they make a weird noise. I don't like it. Like,
well,
you
really have to clean their cage every day. Ugh. Otherwise, it smells.
Yeah,
guinea pigs are kind of dirty.
We had
but
like
cute
20
and
or
fun.
30, 20 or 30, maybe more mice.
Wow.
Ooh, that's a lot of mice.
Yeah, we had like a whole little breeding program.
For the snakes?
We'd sell them back to the...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'd pick the ones we don't like. Just pick the ones we don't like, Dad.
That's all the white ones.
Yeah. No.
The red eyes.
We like those. Can all go. Albinos are cute.
Those all can
And this last thing here, I've known people that had these. I've never had them. Chinchillas.
Oh, yeah.
I have seen and petted, never had.
It's a pet you always want to hold.
Mm-hmm.
You understand why people turn it into
a coat and stuff,
because the fur is just so soft.
It is.
But... from my understanding, the chinchillas don't like to be picked up, though, that much.
Depending on how domesticated they are and how much you handle them from babies.
Yeah.
Like most things.
Doesn't have a scent. I would say all of those, yeah, are pretty much very easy maintenance type of pets.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, just, and even so, I mean, any pet you have to at least
maintain
take
it.
Care of, you know, its basic needs and stuff like
yeah.
that. So you have to be careful about that because you get these kinds of pets and people kind of forget about it. You go, oh, when did I feed Fluffy?
Oh, no.
You have to keep on talking about it anyway.
Yeah. Or you go, why did Mittens gain 20 pounds?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I would say number one is hermit crabs. What do you think?
Well, I was going to ask you guys, you know, I don't know necessarily off of that list, though, or whatever, but just maybe your favorite pet that you've had or in the past.
Oh, favorite pet.
Well, I've had, like, dogs, and I've taken care of other people's animals, cats, and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But I think the pet that I remember having the most fun with was I had a pair of kangaroo rats.
Aww.
Oh,
and
yeah.
they were so cute. And they were interested yeah. in people. And, you know, they just, you know, they're almost like a cat trying to say, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Aww.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I like those. They were fun.
Yeah. What about you, Amber?
Gosh, we had so many pets growing up. My dad spoiled us. Gosh, it's hard to say. I'd probably have to say my favorite pet, my biggest memory is of one of the Dobermans that we had rescued. And her name was Reagan.
Mm.
And it's because they got her as like a adolescent puppy,
mm-hmm.
and I was probably like 9, 10, and she'd sleep in my twin bed with me, and we both grew at the same time. So,
oh, that's cool.
So like the bed went from super cozy and perfect size to like both of us like on my little twin bed as you know I was a teenager.
Now is this Reagan after the President Reagan or Reagan after?
I don't know who named her. I don't
the
know.
Exorcist.
It was spelled no. It was spelled differently than a. I don't know. That's how she came, Reagan.
What about you, Zach?
Probably Missy, my current dog.
Aww.
We already know that story, though.
Aww. Yeah.
So she's
adorable. Have you had any other pets, though, Zach, or just?
No, not really. I've had like one cat, and wasn't mm-hmm. my cat. So.
Yeah, for me, I'm kind of like you, Amber. I've had a couple of different.
Mm-hmm.
I've had a really nice aquarium that had a number of different fish in there. It had the African frogs, the dwarf African mm-hmm. frogs, in there. It even had some eels, freshwater eels in there, too. I don't know. There's something magical about looking at an aquarium, you know, kind of a thing. I've always liked that, so I've always enjoyed that. I had a dog for 14 years. You know, great dog. We've had my son had the crab, the hermit crab. Like I said, I had a mouse. I don't. Each one's different.
They are.
You know, each one has been a little bit different. Like, I don't even know why I bought the mouse in the first place.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think I was just bored or whatever, and it would just.
I'll take a mouse.
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah, and of course I named it Jerry because I'm a huge fan of Tom and Jerry. And he had to be brown.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I would just have him there, and then, doing my homework, whatever, I let him out, and he would crawl up my arm, like I said.
Aww.
And I had, you know, longer hair, so he would just sit underneath it and try and stay warm. So, I don't know, each one, it's just, I think, is unique. I think
they are.
It is. But I would say the most high maintenance, though, was the dog.
Oh, yeah, dogs are your companion. We had, do you know what anoles are? We had
yeah.
the most random pets. They're these little lizards, and they go like this.
Oh, yeah.
That little red gullet on them.
Yeah.
And we had those for a while, and then my dad's like, you know, they're not happy in these little, let's set them free back in the hedges. And we had this big, long, bushy hedge behind our garage. The entire length of it.
Mm-hmm.
We set them free in it. They lived for probably 5 or 6 years and breeded and bred. Mm-hmm. And like, we're like, they made it through the winter? They made it through Ohio winter.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
How weird.
Yeah, we'd go out and we'd wait and just sit and wait until we saw them.
I think the funniest thing that ever happened in our family is after a visit to the L.A. County Fair, we ended up with a duck.
Oh, my gosh.
My brother had a duck.
We called him Squawker.
Yeah.
And we also had a dog named
Blackie.
How did
you get a duck at the fair?
It was like one of those goldfish things where you throw.
Yeah, you just buy. Yeah, yeah. You can win them.
So we had a dog and a duck, and they would. You'd stand there, and the duck would be running from the dog, and they'd go around a corner, and there'd be squawking and barking, and then the dog would run back, being chased by the duck.
Yeah.
So cute.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's do something we haven't done in a long time.
What's that?
What's news?
Ah!
What's news?
What's a cat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Watch News, Pussycat. Whoa, 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 whoa.
All right, I got to go first because this is just hysterical. And I think a lot of you guys have heard this happen. This Tessica Brown, she was a girl who put Gorilla Glue in her hair.
Poor thing, honey. Okay. Honey, no.
Now, I'm just thinking, what the hell were you thinking, girl? What were you thinking? Well, she finally gives the reason why. So, early January, she had plans to go out by the lake near her sister's house with her fiancé. She was in a rush to get out of the house. She told the postman on this interview on Zoom. She goes, we were leaving and went to spray the got-to-be glue for her hair, which is a certain type of hairspray.
Oh, yeah. The got-to-be.
Got-to-be for African-American people that helps keep it straight and everything. Mm-hmm. And nothing but air came out, basically, out of the can. So it ran out of the stuff. So she's running around the house. She ran to the kitchen, and she runs back. And she saw the Gorilla Glue, thinking it might be similar, you know, and that you're going to spray the glue in, you know, and she smoothed it out or whatever.
Oh, God.
And, of course, she tried to wash it out, and it wasn't coming out. Goodness. And she was basically afraid to even call her mom. Well, it took her a week before she kind of went, I fucked up.
poor girl.
So yeah. Did she end up sporting a shave?
No, well, what happened was that she actually got taken to the hospital.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a surgery per se, but the doctor there had to concoct some type of thing that would get dissolve the glue.
Okay, so they used
without some. Ruining her hair.
Huh.
You know, and it was like a 3-hour procedure kind of a thing. And you could Google it and stuff, whatever, and find it. But, huh. I mean, at first I'm thinking, what were you thinking, you know? And she finally goes, I thought it was going to be something similar to where I could just wash the glue out.
She did not watch the infomercial.
No, exactly. Especially with Gorilla Glue.
Yeah.
You know, Elmer's maybe.
I've gotten that caught on my hands or my nails, and oh, man, it does not. If you peel that stuff off of you, a large chunk of your skin's coming off with it.
Yeah, and that's just it, because some of it, you know, went to her scalp.
Yeah, and poor thing.
So, but that's the reason why she did it, so. Poor thing. So there you go. So the Gorilla Goo girl.
She will never make a mistake like that again.
Yeah.
Do you want to go next?
Okay. Hey, everybody.
Hi.
It was so cold in Texas.
How cold was it?
Well, it froze people's fish tanks.
Oh,
you're talking
man.
About pets and yeah. everything. Well, you don't want to be a pet or a fish in Texas right
Not
now.
Not right now. Man.
Apparently that big storm took out everybody's electricity, and it was so cold in houses and stuff like that just weren't set up for it. Because it's Texas, swimming, it doesn't really get that cold.
No.
let's see. Rennie King, 25, from Amarillo, said the snow just keeps coming down and it's really cold, and it was like, dang, this is all of Texas, because she put a thing out on TikTok and she got responses from all over the state
about how cold it was, yeah.
everything being frozen. But there was one mom took a video of their fish tank. Say, yeah, this is my daughter's fish tank, and yeah, the fish is dead.
Oh my god! Well, it's a tropical fish tank. You know,
that's sad.
Anything below 60 degrees, it's going to kill the fish.
Yeah.
And I guess they tried to revitalize the fish with a heater, and
it didn't work.
That fish was gone.
Yeah.
Poor things.
Wow.
Well, my best friend is in Austin, and she didn't have power for I think 4 or 5 days. Yep. No pipes burst, but she went home and her toilet was frozen. Like the pipe was, you know, no flushing, nothing. She couldn't even break it up. It was a solid block of ice down
yes.
to the.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
It's yeah, really sad. I have a funny meme I'm going to send you later.
Okay.
I can't say it on the radio. Okay, mine. That's right. Sorry. A guy is busted for bringing his 4-year-old daughter on a Berkeley. Oh, it says girl, but I was guessing daughter. We'll see. 4-year-old girl on a burglary spree. Do you think it's going to be Florida? Let's see. Deputies say a Volusia County man. No idea where that is. Look it up. Volusia County.
Volusia?
Volusia. V-O-L-U-S-I-A County. Man was walking through backyards looking for things to steal, and with him was a pint-sized accomplice, a four-year-old girl. Around 8 a.m. Thursday, deputies responded to...
It's in Florida.
Yep, Florida.
Oh, shit! I knew it. Okay. Eyewitness reporting a suspicious person carrying around large bags on neighbors' properties along the river, according to sheriff's office, via Facebook post. The witness mentioned the suspect was also walking with a little girl who was also carrying a bag.
Oh, jeez.
Just before noon, another report of a man and a little girl came in to deputies, and they said, the report said that they were walking through backyards, still going into sheds, hopping the fence, going on to the next.
Oh, my gosh.
Crackheads, and this is some tweaker shit right here. So while a deputy was talking to the woman standing on her home's second story deck, he heard a man's voice coming from downstairs. The woman said, no one was home. Oh, wait, so deputy, okay, I'm confused. I guess they were on the phone. When deputies went inside of this house to investigate, they discovered James Giambra, I don't know, 35, and a four-year-old girl with him. After arresting him, they checked on the girl, who then handed them an iPod Touch. She said that she took from a car garage. After talking with deputies, she was turned over to family members. Deputies did not reveal the relationship between the man and the little girl. The man was charged with burglary and at an occupied dwelling, two counts of burglary, grand theft, petite theft. What's petite theft? I'm curious.
You do very quiet.
Yeah, right? Petite theft, tiny. Two counts of child neglect, possession of drug paraphernalia. Told you, he was a tweaker. And, oh my God. And possession of a large amount of methamphetamine.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's the sequel to a movie years ago. You can call it The New Adventures in Babysitting.
Oh, gosh.
So, oh, man. Well, there you go, guys.
Gonna research that one later.
What's news?
What's news? What's a cat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's news? What's a cat? Whoa, 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 whoa.
Let's play the game.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this game show that's sweeping the nation has become so popular that Perseverance is actually broadcasting it live on Mars. Quiz me. Quiz you.
We really need to get him a timed script one of these days. Question number one.
I think part of the fun is when it's something like this, it goes over.
Well, you can think that if you like.
All right, let's get on our...
I've been vindicated.
Get on the game. Smack you in the face.
Amber's radio. She's talking smack.
Do this.
What holiday in France is on July 14th and is named for a fortress?
Steve?
Armistice?
Amber. Nope. That's an American one. Amber?
Bastille.
That's right.
The Bastille Day.
Bastille.
We're on a roll. Question number two. Make sure you're not looking at the screen there, Sean.
I need glasses to look at the damn
screen. Okay, good. How many children does the average American have?
Steve.
Sean.
Chris.
Steve. 1.2.
Nope. Chris.
2.
Nope.
Sean.
2.5.
Getting higher.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. 2.7.
Nope.
Steve. 2.6.
Why would you go lower?
Well, it went 5 to 7. I thought, let's cover the 6.
Okay, give us
no,
a
No, I
hint.
Said higher.
Is it a whole number?
No.
It's decimal. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, in that case, Sean.
Sean.
Pi.
Oh,
yes. That is right. 3.14.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
It says the average American has 3.14 children. This is a decrease from 2011, where the average was 3.18 children. Question number 3.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow. Okay.
Good for you.
3.14.
Wow. You were just trying to be funny, too.
I was. How did it work out?
Haha.
Cool. The two men in the Old Testament who walked with God are... One's from the book of...
Amber.
One.
Actually, they're both from the book of Genesis.
Oh, wait. Steve.
Charlton Heston.
What?
And
Amber.
No,
Amber.
Adam is one. No? Oh, who walked with God? Are they human people?
Yes.
Are they? Okay.
No, they were cyborgs.
Well, no, were they this, like, father, son, holy ghost bullshit? That's what I want to know. Walked with the Lord. Did they walk in the Garden of Eden?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I like your answer, Charlton Heston.
Yeah, well, no,
I can give you a hint.
Let my people go.
I can tell you who played this person.
Amber. Yeah, Amber. Okay. One is Moses.
Moses.
Nope. Damn it.
She said that already. No.
Not Moses.
Oh, is it Moses? Noah.
That's one.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so who's the other one?
Noah walked with God?
He was so bad.
You guys will never get it.
Okay, who's the other one?
Enoch? I don't know. E-N-O-C.
Enoch.
Sorry.
I thought he got one.
You're out. Baby.
Suck it.
Four.
I didn't know Noah walked with God. I would have said Moses, too.
And Noah's filthy, man.
Noah. What?
God. Which rappers were admitted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Steve?
Sean.
Saran Wrap.
What the hell, Amber?
Amber.
Okay, wait, no, Sean goes.
Why are you picking her? I said
Sean,
my name.
Oh, you guys speak up.
I'm on a mic.
Well, mic louder.
Don't look at the answers.
Run DMC.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say them, too.
I didn't finish
rappers.
The question.
Rappers.
Steve. Tupac.
Oh, my God.
It's not.
Continue, please.
It said rappers. Plural. Including the move being criticized by Gene Simmons in 2016.
Oh.
They made a movie about them not that long ago.
Yeah.
Amber. NWA.
There you go.
Bam.
It says Ice Cube, member of NWA, defended their induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by saying, "You goddamn right, we rock and roll." Question
Hell yeah.
Number round five?
Yeah.
Which iconic video game character, mostly from Nintendo, originated as a simple placeholder?
Ooh.
Say it again.
Simple placeholder?
Which iconic video game character?
Steve. Mario.
No.
Placeholder.
Originated as a simple placeholder.
What exactly do you mean by placeholder, though?
Think of something round and pink.
Oh, Amber.
Oh, Chris.
Oh.
Amber.
Wait.
Amber said it first.
I forgot his name.
Chris.
Oh,
I know.
Shoot.
I know what it is. Kirby.
Yes, Kirby.
Okay.
Kirby.
Kirby was, say, it says he could probably be assented by his simple appearance. Kirby is the one that was original intended to be a circular placeholder for another character. Question number six.
Kirby and Jigglypuff look a lot alike, don't they?
Yeah, where is the Grand Canyon located?
Yeah.
We can all say this, all three of us
everyone
say it.
Everyone say it together.
Arizona!
Nah.
Oh, that was fun. Question number
six. Can we do the points? More of those.
What meat dish becomes particularly popular during the Super Bowl?
Amber.
Sean.
Chris.
Wings.
Yep, that's it. Is Amber winning? It sounds like it.
I don't know.
Question number eight. She's a winner.
I prepared for this.
Seriously.
The spirit's communicating with me today. She's ready.
What language is most widely spoken language in the entire world?
Steve. English.
No. Sean.
John.
Chris?
Mandarin Chinese.
That is correct. Chinese.
Wow. Okay.
Chinese. Population.
Yeah.
Due to population.
Question number nine.
I want to say Mandalorian. I'm like, no, that's
Mandarin!
Not it. It's Mandarin Chinese.
American supermarket chain Whole Foods is owned by which mega company?
Amber. Amazon.
Sean. That is right. Our very own Amazon.
Yeah, they are.
$14 billion in 2017. Final question. Which big-headed supervillain voiced by Will Ferrell finds life empty without a hero to fight?
Oh,
Sean.
Oh.
Sean.
Megamind.
That is correct.
Yes, I love that one. Oh, my God.
Yep.
Shule. That's what they call school.
That's a good one.
What's he say for it? He says, he doesn't say hello. He says something else. He says,
hola.
Olo.
Olo. Is that what it is?
Olo.
I think it's Olo.
Alrighty, guys. Well,
woo!
Don't forget, you guys can listen to us on Delmarva Talk Radio at 7 a.m. Wednesday through Fridays. And, of course, also on Lime City Radio at noon from Wednesday through Fridays. Those are all of our past shows. And, of course, we are here live every Saturday, both on Delmarva and Lime City at 1 p.m. East Coast time.
Ooh.
Yeah. The Meantime Show's website is yourweeklydose.com. Our Facebook page is Your Weekly Dose. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at YourWeeklyDose1s.
If you want to see my one Facebook post and my one tweet each week on Saturday morning, on Facebook it's Steve Silva and Twitter at SilvaLining69.
Get there early. There's a line to see those.
Yes.
And I'm at Zombie Mel Gibson on Instagram.
And if you want to find me, Amber Ash McCary on Instagram and Facebook. I don't really tweet much on a Blah. What about you, Sean? Are you on there?
I am on all three, so any social media, just look me up at Sean R. Unplugged.
We're not on TikTok, none of us.
Nah. We're old people, that's why.
Well, yep. I just have a beef with TikTok, so that's why I don't do it.
Yes. Thank you.
I have a beef with it.
Yes.
I had a chicken.
Ha ha.
I had a pomegranate.
I haven't had a pork in a long time, though.
A pork.
You haven't had a pork in 20 years.
You haven't had a...
No, it's been well over 10.
10, definitely.
Yeah.
11?
I haven't had a pork. Almost.
12?
Oh, my gosh. No. What are we talking about right now? Are we
got to get Steve a, hooker is what we're talking about.
We're talking about the unclean meat, or are we talking about...
She was not a hooker. She was a nice lady.
She was.
Yes, she was. That Amber kept telling her to put her clothes on, and I don't know why.
And she let me put ice on her nipples, so that was...
That's true. I was there.
She's still got some enjoyable fun punk rock stuff going on, some singing.
Yeah, I've been keep an eye on her, too, so she's been fun. All right, guys. Well, hopefully you enjoyed this... Today's show. I was going to say this week's show, but I guess so. Say the same thing. Either way, if you're out on the East Coast, man, try and stay warm out there because that cold front is still coming through. So
it is. They're not done yet. You're getting pummeled.
Yeah, you are. But try and stay warm. Other than that, be good to each other. We'll catch you guys next week. Take care.
Mars!
Look to the stars.
Mars!
Blasted on a silver screen. Gonna bring it on home so you won't have to.
Thank you for listening to this week's show. Don't forget to support the show by shopping on Amazon. Just go to our website, yourweeklydose.com, click on the Amazon banner, and bookmark. Then start shopping. Remember to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at yourweeklydose1 and Facebook at yourweeklydose. We'll see you next week.